阿们。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们早上第一节的学习，我们来唱诗279。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 279.
And
this morning, we'll talk about the topic of evangelism.
因为这个圣公干部讲习会的宣道工作，它是分两部分哦。第一期讲一部分，第二期再讲一部分。
There are two sessions of the Holy Work Personnel Seminar, and the Evangelical sessions is also broken down into two parts.
我会谈宣道的使命，宣道使命的自觉，宣道的精神。
And we'll talk about the mission of evangelism and the spirit of evangelism.
然后谈宣道的策略。
And we'll talk about the strategy of evangelical work.
在第二部分谈的是陪谈跟进方面。
And the second part, we'll be talking about how we can evangelically talk to and preach to others.
第二部分是 follow up 哈、哦、
，and the second is follow up，
还有那个 visitor attendance，
and then to lead the attendance、
yeah.。我们先来谈这个宣道使命的自觉。
And first we'll talk about the mission of or the self motivation of evangelism。
这样是 sense of the mission of 现在教材里面没有
，OK，
好像没有送来哈。
So it is the missions and of evangelism。
神父特教会有两个很重要的使命。
And God entrusts the church for two very important missions.
一个是传福音，一个是牧养教，牧养信徒。
The first is to preach the gospel, and second to pastor the members.
我们看马太福音二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
二十八章十九节。
Chapter 28, verse 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父主圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节。
20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这是主耶稣交代，就是托付给教会的两个使命。
These are the two missions the Lord Jesus entrusts to the church.
所以我们在教会里面做圣工啊，你要抓到教会的工作的重点。
So when we're doing holy work at church, we have to find the main points.
虽然我们在教会里面有很多很多的不一样的工作。
And even though we have many different types of work in church.
但是实际上啊，最重要的两个工作重点，一个是传福音，一个牧养教会。
Basically, it boils into two parts. It's to preach the gospel and pastor the members.
其他的行政工作啦，都是来支援这两个工作。
And all the operational works are to aid these two missions.
宣道跟牧养，
evangelism,
这两个重点。
And two focal points in church are evangelism and pastoral.
因为这是主耶稣对教会、对门徒的吩咐。
But those are the two commissions that the Lord Jesus bestowed to the church.
所以宣道工作很重要，我们每一个人呢、都要能够了解这个宣道的使命，就是神付托给我们的责任呢。
So evangelism is very important. We all have to understand the missions entrusted to us by God.
因为我们如果不知道自己的责任，没有尽到责任呢、我们就亏负了神给我们的恩典。
And because if we not have fulfilled our duties, then we have fallen short of the mission that God gave us.
那亚哈王的儿子约兰的时代曾经。发生了战争。
And in the son of Ahab, Joram, there are battles and fightings in their kingdom.
这个敌人的军队就把这个撒玛利亚城就把它围起来。
So the enemy's army have surrounded the city of Samaria.
因为里面的城里面的粮食后来就吃掉了。
And the under siege, the city's food went out.
后来没有什么东西吃，连那个驴的头啊都要卖好多钱。
And because there's so lack of food, even the head of a donkey was sold for a great price.
连那个鸽子的粪都有人买。
And even the dung of animals were sold.
最后啊，通通没有了。还有妇人呐、啊，商量说，今天我们出你的儿子，明天出我的儿子。
And there was so lack of food that in the end, that women would say that today we'll eat your child, and today, tomorrow, we'll eat my child.
我在那个时候啊，因为王带着百姓啊离开神呐、啊，所以啊。神就让他们呢遭遇到这个很艰难的环境。
And the tragedy was brought on to them because the king let the people depart from God.
因为人离开了神，真的人没有办法做什么。
And if we depart from God, there's nothing that we can do.
后来先知就说啊，明天呢、啊，神要让这个环境解除。
And then the prophet came and said that tomorrow God will change the situation.
在城门口啊，有一些食物啊，大家可以去买啊，解除这个饥荒。
And the prophet prophesies that tomorrow there will be things that are sold at the city gate and everyone can purchase.
还有一个军长啊，他说啊，我才不相信呢。
And, but there was an official said that it won't happen. I won't believe what you say.
说神如果把天上的窗户打开，把粮食倒下来，都不可能有这样的事情。
And he said, even God opened the gates of heaven and let food flood down, it won't happen.
神就说啊，因为你没有信心啊，所以你看得见，但是你吃不到。
And so the prophet said, because you don't have faith, you will see it, but in no way would you partake it.
这个第二天啊，有一些。大麻风的患者啊，因为他们被赶到城外去。
And the second day, there were some lepers because of the leprosy, they were cast out outside the city.
他们就想说，我们没有粮食，我们会在这边饿死掉。
And to, in their thinking that there's no food, they would starve to death.
我们不如啊，去投降那个叙利亚的军队。
And they said, why don't we take a chance and we'll go to the Assyrian's army?
他们如果收留我们的话，我们啊，至少可以有饭吃啊。
And if they accept us, at least we have some food to eat.
他们如果把我们杀掉，反正迟早我们也是要死的。
And even if they killed us, we will die anyway by starvation.
你住在这里啊，没东西吃还是死，被杀掉也是死。
That we'll die here either by starvation or we can go to the army and take a chance even though they may be killed.
所以他们就商量好就要去投降了亚兰的军队，叙利亚的军队。
So the lepers discussed among themselves and decided to go to the Assyrian army.
结果他们去了以后啊，看到那营房啊，东西都还在，怎么连一个人都没有？
But when they went there, they saw the camp of the Assyrian army, there was no one left.
所以他们就看。那个路上啊，都有那个人逃跑，很惊慌逃跑的那个脚印呢、啊。
So the lepers were looking around. They saw the tracks of people fleeing away.
到那个营房里面呐、啊，食物很多啊，但是连一个人都没有。
They went inside the tents of the Assyrian armies. There were no one there, but all the food were left.
原来是神让那个敌人呐、啊，让他们听到好像有以色列的救兵来了，所以他们就吓得就跑走了。
And the reason was that God performed a miracle, let the Assyrian army hurt the horses and the army of Israelite. They were scared away.
所以他们跑走的时候就把所有的食物就留下来。
As they were in chaos and fleeting, they left all the food behind.
那四个长大麻风的人啊，看到很多食物已经好几天没有东西吃了，就抓啊，就抢啊，就吃啊。
So the lepers. When they were starved for a few days, they saw the food and they just went and ate.
一开始啊，因为肚子饿了，只顾自己吃。
And in the beginning, because they were so hungry, they ate and.
后来他们自己想啊。
And then after their stomachs were filled,
我们只顾自己吃。
And they felt that if we only fill our own stomachs.
我们知道这个城里面啊，已经饥荒很严重啊。有人死掉，还吃小孩。
But we know that in our hearts that there are people starving and they're eating their own children in the city.
我们看到这个这么多的食物，如果我们没有把这个信息告诉他们呢、啊？
And if we see all these food here and do not pass the message to them,
我们一定会受到神的惩罚。
And God will surely punish us for this.
所以他们就去向那个守城门的说啊。
So the lepers went to the city gate.
他说那个亚兰人啊，都跑走了，他们的营房啊，留下很多的食物哦。
And they told the people who were holding fort, saying that the Assyrians' army have left and there are plenty of food left.
他们就跟王报告。
So they passed a message to the king.
王还以为说啊，他们会不会跑去躲起来哈？等到我们开城门的时候，他们就攻进来了。
And the king was afraid that it was a trick that the Assyrian armies were hiding, so to kill them.
So he 派人先去找找看啊，真的这些啊亚兰军队啊真的逃跑了。
So the king sent soldiers to take a look, and indeed the Assyrian army have left.
所以他们就把城门打开啊，很多人出来就把食物往里面一直搬。
So they opened the city gates, and the people of Israel stampeded out of it.
真的那个食物啊，就可以供应他们啊，让他们饥荒得到解除。
And indeed, the prophecy was right that there were food to supply the people.
他说我们从这个四个大麻风的，他们发现了食物，得到一个好消息。
And from this story, we learn the lepers discovered the food and then sent the good message.
所以虽然他们自己吃饱了。
And even though the lepers were filled themselves,
但是他们也想到说啊，这个城里面的人啊，都会还在挨饿啊。
But they thought about other people who were hungering.
如果我们没有把这个好信息告诉他们呢，将来我们一定会遭遇到灾祸。
And in their mind, the lepers thought, if we do not pass on this good news, God will punish them.
所以今天呢，也是我们得到好信息的日子。
So today is also the days that we pass on a good message.
我们得到了神的恩典啊，所以我们不能够突然领受神的恩。
And as we have received God's grace freely, we have to also give freely.
我们看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
十六节。
Verse 16.
哥林多前书九章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
我传福音原来没有苦夸口的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。十七节。
17.
我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心啊，责任却已经托付我了。保罗就知道说啊，神选召他，同时也把责任托付给他。
And Paul knew that God chose him and also entrusted him with a mission.
所以他得到了救恩以后啊，他尽心竭力啊，就是传福音。
So after receiving grace from the Lord, and he wholeheartedly preached the gospel.
他说我传福音啊，其实没有什么可以夸耀的地方啊。
And he said that there's nothing to boast when I preach the gospel.
他说这是不得已的。
And because that I'm compelled to preach.
因为神选召了我，所以同样把这个责任托付给我。
And to Paul, because God chose him and also gave him this responsibility.
我如果甘心乐意去传呢，我就有赏赐。
And he said, if I preach voluntarily, I have a reward.
能够拯救人，让人同得福音的好处。
That he can save, also help save men and let them partake of the salvation.
我忠心传福音。做一个神的好工人，我领受神的奖赏。
And Paul said, if I faithfully preach the gospel, I will receive a reward from God.
但是我如果不传福音的话
，And he said that if I don't preach the gospel,
将来神就要追究我的责任。
And in the future, God will ask an account of me, and woe will be onto me.
所以传福音啊，是我们每一个领受神救恩的人的使命。
So preaching the gospel is a mission for everyone who have partaken in salvation.
所以我们对传福音呢，我们也应当有几点的认识。
So there are a few points that we should know about evangelism.
我们要认识啊，神的旨意，因为他愿意，他爱所有世上的人。
And we have to understand God's will because He loved all mankind.
所以为人类啊，预备了救恩。
Therefore, he prepared salvation for mankind.
所以神造人的时候，他知道人会犯罪。
So when God created mankind, he knew that man would sin.
所以事先啊，已经预备好了救恩。
And beforehand, he prepared salvation.
所以人犯罪以后啊，那就按照神的救赎计划，慢慢的一步一步的进行。
So after mankind had sinned, mankind can follow the salvation plan step by step that God prepared for us.
人赐身裸体，所以神就杀羔羊，做皮衣给人穿。
And because men were naked, God killed lambs, gave them the skin to cover their sins.
其实这是救恩的一表。
It is also a symbol for salvation.
因为有羔羊流血，有这个皮啊，才可以遮盖我们人的罪。
Because the lamb has bled and also the skin for cover their sin.
啊，那个从万民当中啊，拣选了亚伯拉罕。
And God also chose among nations Abraham.
他说要借着亚伯拉罕，让世界上的万民啊，能够得到福气。
And through Abraham, all nations will be blessed.
啊，当然是要从亚伯拉罕的后裔里面来生救主。
And it had to this be done by a savior from the seed of Abraham.
啊，所以借着耶稣基督啊。他来到世界来拯救人类。
And because of the Lord Jesus, he came and saved mankind.
所以加拉太书里面特别提到说啊，说亚伯拉罕的祖孙要让人啊，啊带来福气。啊，这个不是所有以色列人，而是主的唯一的祖孙，就是耶稣基督。
So from the Bible, it said the seed, not seeds, of Abraham would give salvation to all mankind.
所以这个弥赛亚救世主要从亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的祖孙出来。
So the Messiah, Christ, would come from the seed of Abraham, it is the son of David.
主要就是要完成救恩的工作。
And his mission was to complete salvation.
啊，然后主耶稣选召了门徒啊，啊来宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
And the Lord Jesus chose disciples to preach the gospel.
啊，我们每一个蒙神选召的人也是一样，有这样的人责任啊，要来宣扬神的美德。
As every one of us is called by the Lord, we have the same missions to preach the gospel.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
二章第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
说唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是尊尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是神的子民，是要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗日奇妙光明者的美德。第七节。第十节。
10。
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙连续。神本来拣选了以色列人，
And God chose the Israelites.
要在万民当中啊，做属神的百姓。
And to be God's people among all nations.
啊，神在他们当中啊，有很多的作为。
And God worked many wonders among them.
啊，来彰显出神的大能。
To declare the power of God.
一方面呢，是在拯救以色列人。
In one aspect, they're saving the Israelites.
一方面呢，也是要让神的名啊，能够充满天下，让人来认识神。
In another aspect, God wants to fill His people among all nations on earth.
那是因为以色列人呐，他们拒绝了神的救恩呐，所以恩典就临到我们这些外邦人。
And since God's people, the Israelites, rejected His grace and salvation, it came to the Gentiles.
我们本来不是神的子民。
Originally, we're not the children of God.
我们本来是不蒙连续的。
And in beginning, we were not deserve mercy.
但是借着耶稣的救恩啊，领导我们啊，神收纳我们，成为他的儿女。
Because the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ came to us, God accepted us.
神把各样丰盛的恩典啊，赐给我们。
And God gave all the abundance of grace to us.
所以我们现在成为被拣选的族类。
And now we become a chosen people.
我们是有王的身份的祭司。
That we are of a royal priesthood.
因为我们要跟耶稣同作王，要审判天下。
Because we will reign with the Lord Jesus as king and judge
the nations. 也要审判那犯罪的天使。
And also judge the angels who sin.
所以神给我们一个非常崇高的身份跟地位。
So God gave us a very wild and high status.
所以主要就是要我们去宣扬啊神的美德。
It's for us to declare the goodness of God.
因为他把我们从黑暗当中、绝望当中把我们带领出来，让我们生活在光明当中啊，在神的恩典里面。
Because God has saved us from darkness and despair to live in light and joy.
所以神啊的旨意就是要拯救世人啊，这是神的爱。
So God's mission is to save mankind through His love.
所以从这个神的救赎计划里面啊，他一步一步啊，来救赎我们世人。
So in God's plan of salvation, step by step, He is completing.
把他的旨意啊，把它显明出来。
And for us, we have to show His mission.
所以我们要明白啊，真神的爱。
So we have to understand the love of the true God.
他爱世界上的人。
And how much He loves mankind.
虽然人犯罪了。
Even though mankind sinned,
好像那个浪子啊，离开了家，在外面受苦。
Just like the prodigal son who left home and suffered outside.
那个慈爱的天父啊，每天慈爱的父亲啊，每天就盼望这个儿子能够回来。
And the merciful father hopes that his sons would return every day.
后来这个孩子啊，在苦难当中啊，他就回来了。
So in tribulation, the prodigal son returns.
父亲看到了，又赶快跑过去抱着他，连连跟他亲嘴。
And the father saw him, rushed to him, hugged him, and kissed him.
那孩子本来想说啊，我把你的财产通通变卖掉了，浪费掉了。
And the son wanted to apologize that I waste all your belongings.
本来要跟父亲说啊，父亲啊，我不配做你的儿子了。
And the son was about to say that I am no longer deserve to be your son.
因为我得罪了你，也得罪了天。
Because I've sinned against you and sinned against heaven.
你把我当一个雇工好了。
Just treat me as a servant, not a son.
那这个父亲啊，没有等待他开口啊。
But the father did not wait for the son to speak.
就抱着他连连亲嘴。
And then he hugged him and kissed him.
然后叫仆人说啊，赶快把衣啊，把那个上好的衣服给他穿啦、啊，把鞋子啊给他穿。
And also asked the servant to bring a robe and shoes for the sons to wear.
还把戒指戴在他手上。
And put a ring on his son's finger.
完全啊，没有责备啊，收纳他，让他重新啊，成为他的儿子。
And the father accepted his prodigal son without any rebuke.
其实这个就是神对我们人的爱。
And that is the love from God to mankind.
那当这个浪子回来的时候啊，他的哥哥很不高兴。
But as the prodigal son's return, his older brother was displeased.
听到房间里面啊，有很多人在那边唱歌啊，快乐啊。
Because the older son heard cheers and merriment in the house.
从田里回来，他就召一个仆人来问：“啊，这个房主里面到底在做什么？”
So the older son came back from the field and asked the servant what was going on.
他说、啊。有人，仆人就跟他讲说，就是你那个弟弟啊，他回来了啊，你爸爸看到他无灾也无病啊，就找人来一起欢喜快乐。
And so the servant told the older son that your younger brother returns and your father is overjoyed.
啊，这个哥哥啊，很不高兴。
And the older brother is unhappy.
他就不见王子了。
And he did not want to enter into the house.
后来父亲就来劝他。
So the father came out and plead with him.
他就跟父亲抱怨。
And then the older son complained to the father. 我都没有离
开你，我都在家里啊，这么努力工作，你都没有为我杀一只羊羔。
And the older son said that I've stayed in the household all the time and will work hard for you, but you haven't killed a fatted calf.
你这个放荡的儿子会回来。
But your son who squandered everything returns.
你就为他宰牛啊，来请客。
That you killed a fatted calf and you ask guests to celebrate.
啊，这个父亲啊，说啊。你在家里所有都是你的啦。
But the father said that all I have in the household belongs to you.
但是你这个弟弟啊，他是失而又得啊，死而又活的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But the father said your younger brother was lost but now found, was dead and now alive, and we should rejoice.
所以人啊，很难体会到神的伟大慈爱。
So for men, we hardly can understand the love and mercy of God.
其实神的爱是非常的丰盛啊。
And you know that God's love is so great.
虽然人常常得罪神。
even though mankind often offend him, but he did not treat us, he did not punish us, because he has abundance of love and mercy. And now God hopes that the lost mankind can return to him. And we should not become the prodigal son's older brother. That we displeased seeing someone repent.
圣经里面说, 当一个罪人悔改, 不只是我们地面上高兴, 天上的天使啊, 也要跟我们一起高兴。
The Bible tells us that when a sinner repents, not only should earth rejoice, but the angels in heaven as well.
我们也要体会耶稣基督的心肠。
We also have to understand the mindset and the heart of Jesus.
说他愿意啊, 人人都能够悔改, 他不愿意一个人沉沦。
He doesn't want any man to fall. He wants everyone to be saved.
所以他一直希望世人能够回头。
So our Lord constantly hopes that all the sinners can return to him.
他将我们的祷告文里面就把他的心意显明出来。
And then the Lord expressed his heart in the Lord's prayer.
马来文第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马来福音第六章,
Matthew chapter 6,
第九节,
verse 9.
马来福音第六章第九节,
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说, 我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣, 第十节,
10.
愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意, 行在地上如同行在天上。这里是主耶稣在教我们的祷告。And
this is when the Lord Jesus taught us how to pray.
这个祷告也是把神的心意把它显明出来。And
this prayer also in it encapsulates the will of God.
说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
He said, hallowed be thy name.
一个人能够尊神的名为圣来荣耀神就是他要对神有认识。
When a person glorifies God's name and calls his name holy, and this is understanding of mankind to God.
一个人要认识神就是要听到道理明白福音。
And for a man to understand God is to listen to the gospel and understand it.
所以要听到道理,明白福音,就是要有人传道理。
So in order to understand it, someone has to preach it.
所以要把这个道理传扬,让更多人,让所有的万人都能够听到道理,认识主,这样来归荣耀给神。
So we have to preach the gospel so all nations can hear and understand, so glory be unto his name.
所以愿人都尊你的名为圣就是福音要广传众人信主才能够来尊神的名为圣。
So the meaning of hallowed be thy name is for us to preach the gospel so the nation can listen and understand and glorify God.
说愿你的国降临。
It says here, your kingdom come.
神的国在天上是神作王的地方。
So God's kingdom is in heavens where he reigns.
说神的国要临到地面上。
It says here that his kingdom should come on earth.
本来这个地是神所造的,本来是属神的。
And even earth was created by God, it belongs to him.
但是因为人犯罪以后,所以暂时交付给撒旦。 所以魔鬼成为世界上的王。
But because mankind sinned, the reign of earth now belongs to Satan.
所有的世人都握在撒旦的权势之下。
That all mankind is under subject of Satan.
耶稣来说要除灭撒旦的作为, 把神的国重新得回来。
And Lord Jesus come to defeat Satan and regained the power and sovereignty of earth.
所以圣经里面说,这个 地上的列国还在的时候,神要把他的国建立在地面上。
And in the Bible, it's like God will build his kingdom on earth.
最后世界上的所有国度,统统会消失掉。
And in the end, all the kingdoms on earth will vanish.
神的这个国啊，会存到永远。
But God's kingdom would reign forever.
所以希伯来书啊，说我们今天就是来到了这个神的国。
So in Hebrews, it said that today we come to God's kingdom.
就是神的教会。
Which is God's church.
所以神要借着教会啊，来建设他的国度。
So through the church, God will build his everlasting kingdom.
因为教会是神在作王啊，神在治理，神在统治的地方。
Because in church, it's where God reigns, governs, and manages.
所以这个教会啊，能够扩展啊，传到各地方，让耶稣在教会里面作王，这个神的国就实现了。
So we preach the gospel to all nations, and God will reign in this church, and so this your kingdom come will be materialized.
所以一个国度啊啊的一个君王的荣耀在乎民多。
So the glory of a king depends on the number of his subjects.
所以我们要让神的国啊得荣耀，就是要努力传道理。
So if we want to glorify God's or the King's name, then we have to increase the people who believe in Him.
把教会啊建设成为神的国度，真正让神作王。
And to build our church to be kingdom of God, so that
我们每一个人也是让神在我们心中作王，这就是神的国度实现。
And also let Jesus reign in our hearts, and so that His kingdom can come to earth.
他说：“愿神的旨意啊，行在地上，如同行在天上。”
And following, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
本来神的旨意在天上啊，畅通无阻。
And God's will is in, it's in heaven, unobstructed.
因为神在天上作王，服侍他有千千万万的天使。
Because God reigns in heaven, and there are hundreds of thousands of angels serving Him.
所以有些天使啊，想要违背啊，跟神对抗啊，这个就被摔落在地上，因为天上没有他们的位置了。
And some angels sinned in heaven; they were cast down on earth because there's no place for them in heaven.
神的主意是在天上畅通无阻的。
And that's God's will reign supreme in heaven.
虽然魔鬼在地面上作王啊，处处抵挡神。
And even though the devils reigned on earth and he obstructed God's will.
但是最后啊，神的国会实现在地上。
But in the end, God's kingdom will materialize on earth.
所以神的主意在地上也是一样的，能够畅通无阻。
So the same way His will be the same on earth as is in heaven.
就是要把神的国啊，把教会啊建立起来。
And it's for us to build God's kingdom and God's church on earth.
所以耶稣吩咐门徒，同时也就是吩咐我们呢，啊，传福音的工作。
So as Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach, he also commissioned us to preach.
我们刚刚读过二十八章马太福音呐，二十八章。
And we just read Matthew chapter 28.
这主耶稣复活以后要升天之前呐，对门徒的吩咐。
And this is the commission after Jesus' resurrection and before he ascended to heaven.
那这个四福音里面都有啊。
And this is all mentioned into the four gospels.
马可福音是在十六章。
And in Mark is in chapter 16.
所以你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
And it said here, preach to all nations.
啊，信而受洗必然得救。
That believe and be baptized and you will be saved.
啊，信的人啊，会有神迹随着来印证所传的道理。
And those who will believe will have signs and wonders follow them, testifying God.
因为呢、啊，主耶稣对门徒说，向他们吹一口气。
And in the Gospel of John, the Lord spoke to them just like a breath.
就是借着圣灵来差遣他们。
And it meant that through the Holy Spirit they were sent.
说你们啊，留下谁的罪啊，谁的罪就留下来。
And he said that any sin that you pardoned, they will be indeed pardoned.
你们赦免谁的罪啊？谁的罪就赦免了。
That if whoever sin that you pardon, their sin will be pardoned.
所以他说啊，天父借着圣灵差遣他来到世界。
And he said that through the Holy Spirit, he was sent to earth.
同样的，他也借着圣灵啊，差遣门徒传福音。
In the same way, through the Holy Spirit, he commissions his disciples to preach.
所以我们每一个人啊，领受圣灵啊，就是领受了神对我们的差遣。
So everyone who received the Holy Spirit, we have received God's commission.
我们每个人都有传福音的使命。
Every one of us, we have the mission to preach.
我们看到这个使徒时代的教会啊，他们就遵照这个啊神的吩咐啊，遵照主耶稣的命令，很热心在传福音。
And the members mentioned in the book of Acts accepted God's commissions and they went out to preach.
当主耶稣在橄榄山啊，在门徒的面前啊，升天的时候
，And when the Lord Jesus ascended heaven in the Mount of Olives，
因为他们看到主耶稣跟他们讲很多啊神国的道理
，And because the Lord Jesus have told them many secrets of the kingdom of God，
后来他们就问主耶稣说：“你复兴神的国是这个？你要复兴以色列国是现在这个时候吗
？”So they asked the Lord Jesus if you are to revive the kingdom。Of Israelites, is it now?
耶稣说啊，这个日期是父凭着自己的旨意所定的，不是我们知道的。
The Lord Jesus said, "You would not know the date, but this day it's by the will of God."
所以神的国啊，以色列国怎么说一复兴啊？这有神的旨意，神的日期。
And it is the God's will and God's date, and no one would know that the revival of the Israelite kingdom.
什么时候要复兴啊？我们可能还不知道。
And what time it will be revived, we don't know.
但是我们有一个很重要的事情。
But there's one thing that we have to remember.
说圣灵降你们，降临在你们身上。
As the Holy Spirit descends on you,
你们就得到能力。
You'll receive power.
啊，然后从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到地极，为主做见证。
And then you will testify for the Lord Jesus, starting in Judea, Samaria, and to all the ends of earth.
所以这个教会啊，怎么能够这个福音怎么什么时候传到全世界啊？这个神有他的计划，有一定的时候。
So in terms of how the gospel is preached from church to all nations, it is the plan of God.
我们啊，虽然啊想要知道，但是可能不知道，但是我们不必太着急。
And we want to know, but we may not be able to find out. But do not be.Do not watch.
因为神的应许啊，一定会实现的。
And because God's promise will come into fruition.
真教会啊，最后一定会建设完全，然后被主耶稣迎娶。
And the true church will eventually be built perfectly and accepted by the Lord.
将来这个真道一定会传遍到普天下的。
And the true gospel will be preached to the ends of
earth. 因为主耶稣的话一定会应验。
Because the Lord Jesus' words will come true.
啊，至于什么时候啊，我们不知道。
But in terms of what time, we do not know.
啊，但是我们的使命啊，就是让圣灵充满。
But our mission is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，得到属灵的能力，啊，往各地方做见证，传福音。
And receive the spiritual power, go to every place and testify for the Lord.
啊，这是主耶稣对门徒的吩咐。
And this is the commissions from the Lord Jesus to disciples.
所以当主耶稣升天了以后啊
，So after the Lord Jesus ascended,
他们一直看天
，And they looked towards heaven.
后来有两个天使出现
，And then two angels appeared.
对他们说啊，加利利人啊，你们为什么一直看天呢
？And said to them, Galileans, why do you look at heaven?
所以你们要知道啊。这位升天的耶稣，他怎么升天呢、啊？他有一天也要这样再临。
But no one remembered how the one who ascended to heaven the same way he will descend.
所以门徒他们就走路回到耶路撒冷的楼上。
So the disciples walked back to Jerusalem.
啊，他们就在那里聚集呀、啊，啊，在那边祷告等候啊，主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
So they gathered there.And they have service, pray together, and wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣升天了，耶稣还会再来。
Because the Lord Jesus ascended, He will come back.
所以耶稣吩咐他们就是要往普天下传福音。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus asked them to go to the ends of earth and.
所以先要领受圣灵的能力。
But first, receive the power from the Holy Spirit.
然后传福音啊，救人啊，主耶稣来的时候啊，就能够得赏赐。
And then. then go, I will preach the gospel and will be rewarded as the Lord Jesus comes back again.
所以他们在耶路撒冷啊，在那边等候了十天，以后圣灵降临下来。
So the disciples waited 10 days in Jerusalem and the Holy
Spirit came. 所以他们就啊，到各地方啊，积极的做传福音啊。
And after receiving the Holy Spirit, they fervently went out and preached the gospel.
在耶路撒冷啊，啊，他们有时候在家里，有时候在圣殿里啊，不断的见证。
So in Jerusalem, they testified for the Lord in households and also in the holy temple.
啊，虽然遭遇到很多很多的逼迫。
And even though they faced much opposition,
但是他们一点都不怕。
But there were no way
afraid. 非常的勇敢。
And they were brave.
因为有神的灵啊，跟他们同在，带给他们力量。
Because the Spirit of God was with them and gave them power and
courage. 后来这个耶路撒冷教会啊，遭遇到逼迫。
And later on, persecution came to the Jerusalem church.
使徒被打死了。
The King Herod was Stephen was killed.
啊，后来信徒啊就分散到各地方去。
And disciples were scattered abroad.
啊，他们到各地方啊，不是去逃难呐、啊，而是把福音啊带到各地方去。
But they did not leave Jerusalem to flee, but they went out and preached the gospel.
好像圣经里面讲的，说把那个平安的福音啊，当作鞋啊，就穿在脚上。
And just like the Bible, wear the good gospel like sandals.
所以他们走到哪里，就在哪里见证，就在那里啊。传福音啊，有人信主就建立教会。
So wherever the disciples went, they preached the gospel. People believed and were baptized into the Lord.
好像后来传到了这个欧洲啊，建立了腓立比啦，还有希腊的众教会。
So the disciples went to Europe and then established church in Philippi.
保罗在写信给他们的时候啊，称他们说。我感谢神啊！我一听到你们啊，从第一天啊就开始啊同心合意的兴旺福音，我心中就充满着喜乐。
And in Paul's letter, he was overjoyed to listen that from first day, the members were very fervent in prospering the gospel.
啊，所以使徒时代的教会啊，他们得到道理，非常同心啊，努力宣道。
So the apostolic church received the gospel and they joyously preached.
虽然保罗在监狱里面啊，但他看到教会啊，啊在兴旺，他也很喜乐。
And even though Paul was in jail, he was so happy listening to the prosperity of the church.
啊，因为神的名啊被传开来了。
Because he was happy that God's holy name was.
他说没有喜乐比这个更大的。
Was declared through all nations, and there's no greater joy than that.
所以他说，虽然我很想要到你们那里去。
And said that he said that I wanted so much to be with you.
啊，现在还没有办法去。
But I cannot right now.
啊，不管我有没有跟你们在一起呀、啊，大家都要有一样的心智，为所信的福音啊，齐心努力。
And he said, doesn't matter if I'm with you or not, but we have to have the same mindset, and it's to preach the gospel.
啊，这是属徒教会的精神。
And that's the spirit of the apostolic church.
啊，所以我们今天啊，末世真教会啊，我们也应当注解我们的使命，也要效法当时他们传福音的精神。
So today, as members of the true church in the end times, we have to follow the same spirit of the apostle to preach the gospel to all nations.
我们知道末世真教会啊，的确是神借着圣灵建设的方舟。
And we know that the true church in the end times, it's the ark of salvation created by God.
我们要做神的工啊，这一点一定要清楚认识。
There's a very important understanding before we engage in holy work.
啊，才不会把别人带错路。
That we will not mislead others.
啊，好像挪亚造方舟啊，这是神指示他得救的一个门路。
And just like how Noah built the ark, it was the plan and method that God gave to him.
到了洪水来以后啊，所有的船通都没有了，只有方舟存在。
When the flood came, all the ships sank, only the ark remained.
如果那个时候啊，你跟人家讲说没有关系啊，什么船都可以上啊，但是最后灭掉了。
And if that time, if we were preaching, that doesn't matter which boat, you can also
be saved. 唯有方舟才能够得救。
But that time, only the Noah's ark was
saved. 因为就是按照神的吩咐去建造的。
Because it was built according to God's instructions.
末世的真教会也是一样，是神的应许， 按照神的旨意来建造的。
And just like the true church in the end times, it is according to God's instruction and
was built. 有神来很清楚的印证。
And that God came personally to testify for it.
他说我们对自己的信仰应当有清楚的认识。
So we have to have a firm understanding of our own faith.
我们才能够跟人家指示一个正确的方向。
And without that, we cannot point to the right direction for others.
现在有的人对我们自己教会都没有信心。
And a lot of people, members right now, do not have faith in our church.
有时候说啊，没有关系啦，什么教会都可以得救。
Some members would say that doesn't matter what church you can also
be saved. 这是我们啊，把别人啊指到错误的方向去。
And this is a prime example of misleading others.
啊，因为你把别人带错方向了啊，将来他灭亡啊，神要追究你责任的。
And if you have misled others to destructions, you will be responsible in the end.
所以我们确信真教会是唯一得救的帮助。
That we have to have the affirmation that true Jesus Church is true church.
因为这是神借着圣灵所建设的，有全备得救的福音。
And because this is built by the Holy Spirit, and it has the complete true gospel.
所以我们对自己的信仰要了解。
So we have to understand our own faith.
啊，一方面呢，寻找那些迷失的羊。
And with that, we can look for the lost sheep.
啊，一方面呢，向万民做见证。
In other way, we can testify, Lord, in front of
all nations. 啊，对呢，我们要在属灵上慢慢的建设完全。
And this is something that we gradually build and perfect in our faith.
说好像那个新娘子啊，装束整齐了，等候丈夫。
And just like a bride, it's adorning herself for the groom.
所以最后要让真教会啊，建设成为一个非常荣耀完美的圣城。
So we have to prepare and build this church to be a glorious and perfect church.
啊，就主耶稣那个时候就要来迎娶。
And then when it's perfect, the Lord Jesus will come.
所以这些道理啊，都是在圣经里面呢。
So all these things are in the Bible.
所以最后的救恩啊，末世的救恩啊，神就是托付给真教会。
So the gospel for the end time has been entrusted to true church.
主耶稣所讲的这个福音啊，要传遍到天下，然后主耶稣要再来。
And the Lord Jesus said, this gospel must be preached to the ends of earth, and then he will come again.
这个福音就是我们今天所传的全备的救恩。
And that gospel is the gospel that we are preaching today, the complete one.
虽然很多人在传耶稣啊。
Even though many people are also preaching Jesus.
我们没有说他们错了，而是不完全，不全备。
We don't say that they're wrong, but they're incomplete.
所以没有办法完完全全把人带到神面前。
So they cannot completely or perfectly bring people in front of God.
啊，所以这是我们的责任啊。
So this is our responsibility.
我们来看马太福音第九章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
马太福音九章三十五节到三十八节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 39.
啊，就是，请你读。
238.
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
主耶稣当时啊，走遍各城各乡传道理。
And Jesus went through all towns and villages preaching in the synagogues.
他说看到人啊，困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人一样。
And he saw the people harassed and helpless, just like sheep without a shepherd.
所以他就怜悯他们啊，医治他们啊，拯救他们。
So he compassioned and he helped them and he healed them.
我们看到现在的世界也是一样，人是困苦流离啊。
That today the world is the same, it's helpless.
啊，虽然物质丰富啊，啊，但是啊，心灵上很空虚。
And despite abundance in material, we are void and empty at heart.
我们看到啊，世人真的很可怜的人相当多。
And we see that a lot of people are so pitiful.
好像没有牧人的羊一样。
Just like sheep without a shepherd.
所以耶稣当时就怜悯他们，帮助他们。
So the Lord Jesus had compassion on them and helped them.
然后说啊，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
And he said the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
所以求神打发更多的工人啊，来收他的庄稼。
Therefore, ask the Lord of harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
所以现在是晚里啊，收割的时候。
So now it's the time of harvest.
当然，我们求神啊，能够兴起更多的工人。
Of course, we ask the Lord for more workers.
其实我们每一个人啊，也就是神家里面的工人。
And every one of us is the worker inside God's house.
我们都要努力的做神的工啊，来收割庄稼。
That we have to work very hard and help out with the harvest.
这个使徒行传十六章里面啊。
And in Acts chapter 16.
谈到保罗本来在这个小亚细亚的地方传道了。
That Paul was preaching in Minor Asia.
后来他感觉到神没有跟他同工啊，他觉得说，好像神不是要让他在那边做工。
But then he felt that God was not in his presence. He felt that God wanted to lead him to somewhere else.
所以他就在那个特罗亚那边啊，在那边祷告等候。
So he went to Tertullia.
然后神就借着一个异象啊启示他。
And God sent him in visions and to lead him.
所以有一个马其顿人啊。他就请求说，请你们啊，到我们这里来啊，把福音啊来帮助我们。
So in his vision, there was a man from Macedonia and asked him to go and bring the gospel.
所以保罗就明白了，原来神是要他们到欧洲的地方去传道的。
So Paul understood that God wanted to lead them to Europe.
所以他们看到了这个异象以后，就坐船呐、啊，来到欧洲。后来就建立了希腊的腓立比啦、铁沙罗尼加啦、比利亚的一些教会。
So that he understood God's will for them to go to Europe and build a church in Philippi, Thessalonia.
所以我们看到这里有一个马其顿的意象啊。
So there is a vision of man of Macedonia.
请你们啊，过来把过来啊啊，借着福音来帮助我们。
And the man envisioned back them to go and preach the gospel.
我们也看到现在很多人啊，需要神的恩典的帮助。
And we realize that there are many people who need the help of God and His gospel.
所以圣经里面说啊，人被拉到属地啊，我们要拯救。
And so the Bible tells us that when a man is brought near to his grave,
因为人如果没有得到福音啊，人的一生啊都没有什么意义的。
Because man's life is meaningless without God's gospel.
所以这个福音啊，真的很重要，是很有价值的工作。
So preaching gospel is very important and a very valuable work.
我们听到那个财主啊，在阴间里面受痛。
And we know that the story about the rich man that was pleading or suffering in Hades.
他要求亚伯拉罕说，叫拉撒路啊，死徒沾一点水来凉凉。
So he asked Abraham to let Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool his tongue.
亚伯拉罕说啊，你我之间啊有深渊隔着。
But Abraham said there is a great barrier between you and I.
我没有办法到你那里去，你没有办法到我们这里来。
That there's no way for anyone to cross this barrier.
所以这个财主就想到说啊，他生前享乐啊，现在在这边受苦已经没有办法了。
So the rich man reflected that he had all the luxury in life, but he is suffering now in the afterlife.
所以呢，就对亚伯拉罕要求说，你是不是叫拉撒路复活回到人间？
And then the rich man asked Abraham, let Lazarus go back to be resurrected and go back to life.
我家里还有五个兄弟。
That there, I have five brothers in my house.
叫他们啊，叫他们。不要再像我一样的奢华宴乐。
and ask Lazarus to tell my brothers that don't follow my footstep and only enjoy luxury.
免得跟我一样来到这个痛苦的地方。
So that they won't come to Hades just like me.
亚伯拉罕说，地面上有那个传道人啊，有使徒在传讲道理。
But Abraham said there are preachers in life that will preach to them.
那个财主说啊，可能一个人啊复活以后啊，去劝他们啊，他们比较会听啦。
But the rich man argued, when if a person is resurrected, then it would be more persuasive.
亚伯拉罕说，如果不听啊这些传道人的话，就是死人复活啊，他们也不会听的啦。
And Abraham answered, if your brothers won't listen to your preachers, they won't listen to a man that has been resurrected either.
不过我们从这个财主他所讲的话。
So from when we listen to the words of this rich man,
因为他生前的时候啊，他没有找对道路，所以到阴间里面受痛苦。
Because in life he did not choose the right path, and now he's suffering in Hades.
他说他家里还有五个兄弟。
And he said, "I still have five brothers."
希望有人能够传道理给他们，让他们免得啊，以后跟我来呀到这个。同样来到这个受苦的地方。
And the rich man asked, so some people preach to them so they won't come to Hades and suffer like I am right now.
所以神在天上说啊，我要差遣谁呢？谁愿意为我去呢？
And so in Bible, God said, whom among those I have chosen want to go forth for me?
我们每一个人啊，都应当像以赛亚先知一样说，我在这里啊，就请差遣我吧。
And we all should become like the prophet Isaiah, saying that here I am, choose me.
好，所以我们每一个人啊，都要自觉呀，我们有传福音的使命。
So we all should have a sense of mission to preach the gospel.
啊，求主那个差遣我们呐，来做传福音的工作。
So let the Lord send us and to fulfill the responsibility of evangelism.
我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.